Once in a while, he actually comes close to stringing several words together in a cohesive statement. And who knows, this may be one of those times.
Nah.
Now, here's Rick Stacy in the Sunny Update.
Tammy Jo Schultz is the hero in all this mess with Southwest Airlines, with the plane's engine coming apart at 32,000 feet, one dead, 144 saved, as Tammy Jo Schultz landed the plane from 30,000 feet on down. That must have been just horrible. Now, she's being hailed a hero. She's a... you gave me like a book here, man.
Yeah, you're only supposed to read the edition.
Oh, am I? Yeah. She was among the first female pilots for the U.S. Navy, according to her alma mater, Mid-America Nazarene University, from which she graduated in 83. Cindy Foster, who went to college with her, told the Kansas City Star that Schultz was also among the first women to fly an F-18 Hornet for the Navy.
Wow.
How cool. Her husband's also a pilot.
She sounds like a badass.
Yeah, man. That is so cool. She saved the day, pretty much. And then a few passengers, we don't have their names yet, who blocked the window while it was in the altitudes where there's no oxygen to keep people from being sucked out.
But the pilot's so cool under pressure. Listen to her.
I advise you to maintain at above 2,200 for the MVA.
Okay, could you have the medical meet us there on the runway as well? We've got... injured passengers.
Injured passengers, okay. And are you, is your airplane physically on fire?
No, it's not on fire, but part of it's missing.
Wow.
She's super chill.
Yeah. She's like, no, we're not on fire, but, you know, we're missing a big chunk, so just be ready.
Yeah, she is chill. God.
Crazy.
That's amazing. That's what they teach you first when you start flying, is to just...
Don't panic.
You can't sound panicked. And, you know, because you scare everybody around you, including the green co-pilot. Southwest flight headed to Phoenix from Nashville was forced to turn around this morning after a plane was struck by a bird. It happened this morning at 5:13 a.m.
I'm just going to drive everywhere from now on.
You know?
Yeah, that's safe.
Yeah, good point.
According to EatThis.com, new study out right now, what are the four best and worst breakfast foods if you're trying to lose weight?
Lucky Charms.
Best foods, eggs, Greek yogurt, protein smoothies, and baked beans.
What? And yeah, the worst ones are beans on toast, very popular in Britain.
Huh.
The worst breakfast foods, sugary cereal, waffles with syrup, a glass of orange juice, shockingly. My favorite breakfast, a bagel with cream cheese, and Pop-Tarts.
That's not, the orange juice isn't shocking. Man. That's not the way you're supposed to eat the orange.
I know, you're supposed to get all the fiber is what you need instead of drinking it, because that's where all the sugar is.
Ton of sugar.
Yeah, but I want the sugar.
Starbucks will be closing more than 8,000 company stores in the afternoon on May 29 for the Racial Bias Education Seminar. The training is meant to prevent discrimination and make sure employees feel safe and everyone feels safe coming in and they're welcome at Starbucks.
They're crying out loud.
Of course, this stems from the arrest of two black men at the Philadelphia store that sparked a nationwide protest. According to company officials, nearly 175,000 Starbucks employees will learn about the impact of bias. Two guys came in there, didn't buy anything, used the bathroom, and were waiting for somebody else, apparently, and one of the employees and the manager called 911. Police showed up and arrested them for trespassing. Now, because that surfaced, that was just 2 days ago, in Redondo Beach in California, this guy walked into a Starbucks in January, and he's black. The white customer, both of them didn't buy anything. The white customer was given the code to the bathroom when he asked. The black customer asked for the code to the bathroom, was denied, and here's how it went, because, of course, we all have cell phones now.
Mm-hmm. No, you never got that? Yeah, have you?
Let me just clarify there, because the audio is pretty bad. He asks, the black guy asks the white customer, he says, did they give you the code for the bathroom?
Right.
He says, did you buy anything?
No, you never got that? Yeah, have you purchased anything in here, sir?
No, but I was just about to go.
You about to go purchase something?
Yeah.
Okay. So, but before you made a purchase, they let you use a restroom, right?
I just typed in, I asked for the code.
You asked for the code and they just gave it to you, right? Before you made a purchase.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Come on, let's go. Are you done? Were you about to get something?
Well, I was going to get food.
Are you going to get food?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah, so Brandon Ward there has got his phone. He's recording the whole thing. Now he turns to the person behind the counter and she's just, well, I'll tell you in a minute.
So this is Weston. And Weston hadn't made a purchase yet, you guys. So I would like Starbucks right here on Redondo, on Artesia, and Hawthorne. This man right here said he hasn't made a purchase yet. He's in line to make a purchase. And you guys gave him the code.
See, forget the whole racial thing right now. Just that she's talking back before she even says
her.
She should be fired right there on the spot for being, you know, just
annoying,
stupid, and ignorant, and annoying.
Wish
right?
You could just shut your big yapper.
Here we go.
Right? Is it that what you did?
My business right now.
No, this is not your.
This is my business.
Business. Oh. This is not your business.
This is private business.
This is not your business, though. Okay, you may be a store manager, but you're not the. You're not in charge.
She's the store manager.
I didn't realize the 18-year-old owned Starbucks.
Yeah. Right.
And she's the store manager. See, this is a problem with her. This isn't the whole company.
Fire her.
I've met nothing but nice people, and I've never seen any problems at Starbucks anywhere I've gone.
Coffee kind of make me nervous when I drink it.
And here she is. She's just a jerk.
I'm not allowed to be in here anymore.
Yeah,
why? You see, they're so mad. Why are they upset with me, Weston? What did I do?
I don't know.
I just tried to use the bathroom like you did, and they gave it to you.
And now the story gets thicker because I see this as just showboating. The CEO of Starbucks doing this whole thing where he's closing the store for 2 hours.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Just do your diversity training, you know, like you normally would do any other training. He apologized. That was the right thing to do. And
no, but this is him putting the shields up so the stock doesn't fall.
And exactly. And fire the people that are responsible. Like this woman behind the counter, this 18-year-old, definitely. She should have been fired on the spot.
Clearly not trained well enough, but they're going to lose about $8 million, which to them is nothing.
And just an ass.
Right.
Just a total, you know what I mean? But no, you know, now, see, this is where it just becomes like, really? And then you don't get the... You know, like right now, everybody's got, you know, the back of Brandon Ward and those two guys in Philly because they were done wrong.
Right.
But when the CEO comes out and makes this show out of it, you know, now it's like it's all about, you know, the CEO now.
Where the hell are we going to go for coffee on the afternoon of May 29th?
I know. It's terrible. We're going to have to go to the Hess station.
Hello. I am Starbucks. I am sorry for misspelling everybody's name on their cup. I am sorry that we make up ridiculous names for our drink sizes. I'm also sorry that I am a total racist. In addition, I would like to sincerely apologize for the amount of calories in a Frappuccino and that the overpriced coffee tastes mediocre at best. I'm also sorry that we only give the bathroom code to white people. I promise to do better. I hope someday we won't run out of bacon, egg, and cheese by 11 a.m. I also hope I will no longer giggle when you say you want your coffee black. Sorry. Apologetically yours, Starbucks.